week on the Ray Hadley Morning Show. This is Barillon Confidential with Dot. Thanks to Dot and Dot's family.
Yes, we go to Barillon regularly for updates on that beautiful rural retreat in New South Wales, southern New South Wales, and Dot's on the line now. Hello, Dot from Barillon.
Oh, hello, Ray. How are you today?
Good, darling.
Thanks for listening.
I bet it's cold in Barillon, is it?
Yes, it is, and the Almaril Creek's been flooding for I don't know how many days.
Oh, no.
And everybody's getting a pretty good wetting down between us and wherever it ends.
Well, what's the latest in Barillon?
What's that?
What's the latest in Barillon?
What's the latest?
Yeah, what have you got for me?
Oh, well, it's just that I've got a thing sent to me. It's a 12th birthday anniversary for Joy to Joy Tours.
Yes, I've got these sent to me as well. Is this where we fill in a form and win $180,000 US? Is that it?
What's that?
We fill in a form and we win $180,000. Is that right?
Yeah, well, this is what it says. I just don't know. And it says, if you win a prize or any of the prizes, please contact, you know, these phone numbers.
Mm. How far are you away from the garbage bin?
What's that?
How far are you away from the garbage bin?
Oh, not far.
Put it in there. It's an urban myth.
We thought that because my son got one posted him too, and I thought, and it's, you know, tells that, you know, the three prizes, then there's a lot, and they're wanting, the winners between the first and the third are obliged to provide required information for further valuation and all this stuff. And they.
Well, the thing about this, Dot, I always tell people, if you haven't bought a ticket, it's unlikely that you've won the lottery.
Yeah, well, it's supposed to come from Taiwan or somewhere.
And Malaysia.
Yeah, anyway, the thing is, and I thought, well, how did they all get, you know, my name? They just got my name and my address and everything. And it sort of makes you think, now, this, how many people, they rang me up and told me that the police will be on my doorstep because I didn't pay my tax. And I said, well, the last time I paid it, they sent me $19.
Well, darling, in the bin it goes because it's all over the place. I got people from Grafton telling me that it happened there. I know that a few people at work got it here. So, Dot, in the bin.
Yeah, well, we my son said that because I said, well, I'm telling you because I said, they'll all think I'm a stupid old goat. But I said...
Who called you a stupid old goat?
I'm pretty sure it couldn't be true. I'd love it if it was.
Who called you a stupid old goat?
What's that?
Who called you a stupid old goat?
Well, I said I'm a stupid old goat.
Oh, you called yourself a stupid old goat. Well, that's all right then.
I'd love to think it was true, but I know it's not. But it's funny. They got his address and my address.
Yeah.
And that night, thought this. We were sort of putting it together, but And anyway, someone was going to look it up, and I said, well, I'll ring Ray Hadley because it'll be better if everybody.
Yeah, well, that's what you've done, and that's what we've done, okay?
Yes.
We've told everyone it's a scam, so just disregard it. If someone writes to you and says you've won the lottery via a scratchy, put it in the bin.
Yeah, well, that's right. You had to scratch the thing and find it. And I thought, now, how did they get all our addresses and everything?
Bloody ASIO.
Yeah, and it's a bit crook how people can find you.
No, it is crook. All right, darling, well, you just put
anyway,
it in the bin.
You have a good day.
All the rest, Dot.
And thank you, and God bless you, and keep you all safe. And I just hope and pray everything goes good for everybody.
Good on you, Dot. That's Barillon Confidential. We hear from Dot regularly about what's happening in Barillon, or to her, as the case may be.